two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 3:31.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, good afternoon. It's 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have scattered clouds, blue sky, 93 degrees. KSL's top story, getting kids back to school, was the topic at the White House this afternoon. Maria Chaleos joins us live from the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, President Trump brought together a select group of parents, students, and teachers on the reopening of schools during the pandemic. Among them, Dr. Paul Peterson, the director of the Program on Education Policy at Harvard.
You know, at one time, Mr. President, I thought digital learning was the future, but we have learned through this COVID crisis that we haven't got digital learning to the point where you can really engage young people. They've got to be in that classroom. They have to be with their peers.
President Trump then took the opportunity to push his administration's agenda to use public education tax dollars for school choice if remote learning is expected for the school year. The debate over whether to open schools rages on in Arizona. Teacher Brad Charles, who has taught biology in Queen Creek for 4 years, says he's not taking the risk and he's resigned.
I was given a doctor recommendation that I should teach online if there was larger than 10 or 15 students in my classroom.
There are passionate arguments on both sides. Yesterday, board members voted 4-1 to resume in-person learning on August 17th. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 3:33. How are the homeless faring amid the pandemic? Todd Fuchs has an update.
Jeff, we have Utah's annual report on the state of homelessness. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce breaks down the latest numbers.
The number of Utahns who are experiencing homelessness has shot up 12% from last year, according to the latest point-in-time count from the state. Why? That's unclear. But one reason may be we're getting better at finding people living on the streets. The lack of affordable housing and supportive housing options could also be reasons. But it's not all bad news. The number of people who've had to use homeless services is down more than 5%, while it's also more likely people will stay housed once they get a place to live. And veteran homelessness has been cut in half since last year, meaning they're getting more of the services they need. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Coronavirus and classrooms.
School districts across the state are preparing to reopen with a new set of safety guidelines. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says most districts in Utah begin class next week.
While school in the Washington County District starts tomorrow, Governor Gary Herbert said earlier on David Dujanovic that health officials have done everything they can to ensure that social distancing is possible.
Governor Herbert adds it'll ultimately be up to students and teachers to make sure that safety procedures are followed. The use of a police dog has landed a Salt Lake City officer in trouble. Mayor Aaron Mendenhall is announcing the officer has been suspended, and she's also suspending the use of police dogs to engage with suspects while they investigate what happened. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with that.
Mayor Mendenhall posted a statement about the excessive force complaint, saying she's deeply concerned about what she saw in the body cam video showing a police dog being used on Jeffrey Ryans back in April. She says she's especially concerned that the senior leadership of the police department didn't know about it until an article was published. The department issued their own statement, saying no complaint was ever filed with their internal investigations office, and they launched an investigation as soon as they were made aware of it.
The department's policy on their police dogs will be reviewed by an outside agency. KSL News Time. 3:35.
Time for a first check on traffic. Ricky Meese, how do we look?
Well, we have another roadside fire. This time, it's at the southbound I-15 900 South on-ramp. That ramp is now closed to traffic. Also, a surface street crash with injuries getting cleared, 2100 South at 7th East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good to hear your voice. Coming up, the inside story. How Joe Biden made his choice for vice president. My Minute of News is coming up next on KSL. A late start, but it's 3:36 at KSL News Radio. Glad to be here.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.